Hello, everyone. Welcome to the May 1st, 2016 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. In this segment, we'll take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions, what's on the celestial agenda for May 1st to May 8th and beyond. On Friday, May 6th, there's a new moon at 22 degrees Aries in the sidereal zodiac. This marks the beginning of the Hindu lunar month of Vaisakha, named for Vishakha, the nakshatra, or lunar sign, of the full moon, which will be on May 21st. Except that this year, the Aries new moon will have its culmination in the following lunar sign, Anuradha. Anuradha is the sign noted for organization, for getting things accomplished by making alliances with others. Now, here's something interesting. Not only is the moon born in the sign of Mars, the full moon, the culmination of the month's energy, will be exactly conjunct retrograde Mars. Lots of Mars energy this month, but it's retrograde. Mars is the planet of violence. Retrograde makes Mars a pressure cooker, and the full moon could set it off, causing it to blow. You might want to make note of that date on your calendar. Note, too, that the new moon will be conjunct retrograde Mercury, just 4 degrees away. Thus, the birth of the lunar month emphasizes that Mercury retrograde energy pattern. So, along with all the other stuff going on with retrograde planets, significations of Mercury retrograde get another boost from this month's lunation. By the end of this week, Venus gets close enough to the Sun that it will disappear from view. Venus has been the morning star, visible on the eastern horizon before sunrise, but after this week, we won't be able to see it for a couple of months. A planet is called combust when it gets so close to the Sun that it gets burnt up by the Sun's rays. Venus becomes combust when it gets closer than 8 degrees from the Sun. In the ancient world, in hot subtropical India, travel was often done after sunset or before sunrise to avoid the daytime heat. The planet Venus was used to tell direction, since it was never far from the Sun, and therefore would be either on the eastern or western horizon as the morning star or the evening star. For this reason, Venus became the planet of guidance. When we can't see Venus, we are without guidance. Therefore, making decisions when Venus is burnt up by the Sun is ill-advised. Likewise, this is a poor time to seek a lawyer's help. Venus is also the planet of value. When we can't see Venus, it's harder to determine the true value of something. Therefore, during the weeks when Venus is combust, it's not a good idea to make significant purchases, since you might not get full value for your money. Venus will be combust from the second week of May until the first week of July. The exact conjunction of Venus and the Sun is on June 6th at 22 degrees Taurus. Jupiter has been retrograde since early January. This week, Jupiter is stationary in the zodiac as it prepares to end its retrograde period and return to normal forward progress in the heavens on May 9th. Planets like Jupiter, which are distant from the Earth, take more time to get back to normal forward motion after being retrograde. In fact, Jupiter will be stuck at the same degree for the entire month of May. While Jupiter is stationary, It is in near exact opposition to Neptune, the planet of dreams and fantasies. Neptune is barely moving as it prepares to go retrograde in mid-June. Neptune stays within 2 degrees of exact opposition to Jupiter all through May. The two planets are therefore exchanging influence. Neptune is the planet of dreams and idealism, and on the downside, doubt and confusion. Neptune's influence on Jupiter distorts Jupiter's wisdom quality. It's the planet of irrational fantasies influencing Jupiter, the planet of faith and optimism. This results in delusional faith, alternating with lack of trust. Due to both of these planets barely moving, this energy pattern will be with us for the next 4 weeks. So, watch out for misguided optimism. Okay, that'll do it for this week's look at what's happening in the heavens. Thanks for visiting astrologynewsreport.com. I'll be posting updates during the week, as usual, on Twitter @AstroNewsReport.